Blog Talk Radio.
You know I love you, right? Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. Wanna be with my baby.
Yes. It's head built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Braxton Belvin.
And I am J.L. Belvin.
I thought introducing us.
I apologize. Go right ahead. Sorry.
And my wonderful host and husband, K.L. Belvin. And you are now tuned into Reality and Relationships.
Yes. It is Thursday night. Hey, baby.
How you feeling?
I wish I was there in the studio with you, but I'll be there soon, making my way.
I wish you were here, too, for more reasons than one.
Hey, actually, hey, you got not this show.
I'm not being fresh.
That's how I keep the relationship live show. That's the spontaneous show. Now, I miss you too. I'll be home in a little bit, baby. I'm coming home to you, darling.
I know you had open school night and meeting the parents for the first time.
Actually, second time. This is the second one of the school year, and not bad. I mean, like anything else, as the dean, they don't really have a whole lot to say to me other than is my child doing okay? And yes, but it's always good. The good thing is you get to shake the hands of the parents and talk to them about what's going on with their children. Also, it gives you a chance to bond, make a connection with the kids in all school hours. So, you know, I get to be a big kid too, so I joke and laugh. Signed up a couple of more young men for my mentoring program on Saturday. So hopefully
cool.
We will have a strong turnout this coming Saturday. I have the wonderful Christ Is coming to speak to the young men. And ladies and gentlemen, Christ is an incredible poet, but he's an incredible individual because he takes his life and really wraps it into the man that he is. He really makes sure that the young men feel what he's about. And he set his life on helping young brothers not make mistakes. And he shares his mistakes with the young men so they can really ask him questions. And he keeps it really real. And he's a great brother. He comes from a great place in his heart with trying to help the young brothers. And he's a talented poet, incredible poet.
Yes, I actually enjoy listening to Christ Is every time. He's a great spoken word artist, and he is also one of the poets in our Wordplay, the Wordplay One series, right?
Yep, Wordplay, Words Are Our Canvas is the first book. If you're on Facebook, check him out, Tony Christ, and he's definitely in Wordplay One, and like I said, fantastic spoken word artist. Hey, you know, speaking of spoken word, why is there another wordplay out there? And I had to laugh, but let me tell you something, baby, which is funny. I don't have no problem with the competition. Bring it. Bring it. If your book is all that, do what you got to do. The real wordplay is Braven Publishing. So I'm just telling y'all that right now. Anybody out there that sees a wordplay book, if it don't say Braven Publishing, It's not
the real thing.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling you. It deserves. Can I get another round of applause on that, please? Thank you so much. Because you know what? I think some people would get upset. Some people would wild out. Some people would say, nah, how you going to name his book the same as ours? You know what? The subtitle's not the same. The cover's not the same. And the heart and the energy and the soul, and I'm not knocking the brother's book. Let me say this right. I wish the brother well. I hope his book is successful, but it's not ours. And so all I can do is wish him well, but I know ours is going to do very well, Wordplay 2. And so they're similar but not the same. So how was your day today, baby?
But you know, they say imitation is the best form of flattery. So we must be doing something right if someone is writing our coattails that, you know, that short, so...
Or they say great minds think alike. Maybe we just all lined up and the Lord just said, you know what, I want a bunch of wordplays out there. Whatever, I don't know. But I wish the brother well. When they're looking for his book, they're going to find ours. And the readers will be the deciding factor. Say, hey, listen, let the best company win. How was your day today?
My day was good. No one was fired. I actually, someone was hired earlier this week, for those who don't know. That's not true. Someone actually left on their own accord. They didn't get fired. So we had to
hire
a new...
They left on their own accord. They left because they wasn't getting paid. Don't sugarcoat it.
Listen, we're not going to talk bad about my company.
Okay, I will. I don't work for them.
For those who don't know, I am an executive assistant and human resource assistant for a nursing home, and we had to hire an admissions coordinator. So that went pretty well, and I should be meeting the person for the first time sometime next week. But in addition to that, as far as my week went, earlier in the week, I had a job interview for. You laughing because I'm leaving the company too.
No, I'm laughing because I remember what you said about the interview.
Oh, goodness.
Go ahead.
Anyway, it was for an office manager position for a charter school here in New York. And I received an email that they were very impressed with my resume. They were thinking about my experience. And they wanted me to do an interview. Now, I'm not bad at interviews. I love interacting with people and telling people, you know, what I do and about myself. But this was something different. And if this is the future, I don't know where I'm going to go with it. Maybe I need some development. But the interview was through video. And it wasn't a person-to-person video. Basically, I had to sit in front of my computer with my webcam and answer questions that popped up on the screen. So I'm not actually talking to anyone. And that was difficult for me. Usually I can sit in front of somebody and talk and there's no problem and we have a good time. Like I said, I like the interaction from person to person. But sitting in front of a screen and having no one to talk to was intimidating. So,
but that's what you're doing now, though. That's what I don't understand is you're a radio host. You're sitting in front of a screen and you're doing your thing now. So why should it have been a problem, though?
You know why that's different? Because I'm actually interacting. If I'm not interacting with you, then I'm interacting with our callers. So someone is listening and someone is responding. It's different than sitting in front of a computer watching questions pop up and then have to answer the questions. What also made it a little bit difficult as well is you're in a certain time constraint. So you only have 3 minutes to answer the questions. And
okay. You
felt rushed. And you also, I didn't feel like I had time to elaborate on my answer. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed because it's a school located in Brooklyn and is dealing with, basically it's the 82% of the student body is at poverty level. So that's really dear close to my heart because I'm a strong advocate for public schooling and I think that there's so much that we can do for our youth to help them achieve academically. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Well, I see you getting ready for the pageant because you gave like the pageant answer.
My plan is
for urban children because I just want to save the kids.
You know. You're going to make people think that I'm being phony, and you know when you're home, I'm being so for real. Like, I can't even believe you said that.
I'm just messing with you. What's in the news? What are we talking? What's in the news for this week?
Oh, my goodness. You know what's funny? I had to bring this to your attention because this is something also that I'm very, very passionate about. We have discussed this in the past, and I remember I put on my Facebook page, women who are dating men. If you're dating someone and you are so in love and you have not checked the sex offenders registry to see if the person you love is on that list, you are a fool. And I'm going to tell you why. Because in the news, they have a New Jersey father who impregnated his daughter. Mind you, get this. He impregnated 3 of his 5 daughters.
Oh,
and
his wife
knew about it.
Can
you believe it?
His
wife knew about it. He fathered 6 children with his underage daughter.
Come on, man. That sounds like a Law and Order episode. Nobody want to hear that. Hell.
So, his name is Aswad.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me just call some people just to swerve off the road. I'm about to do the same thing. So, he was a previous sex offender.
Now,
and got with this young lady. Are those his kids or his stepdaughters?
These are his children. He had 5 daughters with this woman, and he impregnated 3 of his own children.
She never checked before she got with him. Okay, so he was a convicted rapist in the past or something?
No, it doesn't indicate that he was convicted according to this article. But the idea is, a lot of times women get into relationships with men, and we even know of a friend of yours who had a certain situation where her daughter, unfortunately, was molested. But women don't take time to learn who they're getting into a relationship with.
Yeah, but that's a double-edged sword too, because I might have, you know, a person may be convicted of a crime doesn't mean they're guilty of a crime.
Well, if a person,
I mean, and you gotta understand that we know people who,
yes,
you know, part of their belief is that no crime was committed. I mean, listen, either way, I agree with you. You should know the past, something about the history of the individual that you're with. But it's very difficult because you also don't want to pass judgment on someone until you have all the facts. A person, like, they could have committed a crime at 17 with a young lady that's 15,
mm-hmm,
and be found guilty of a crime. But 17 and 15, you know, a lot of people don't have a problem with that. Or even 18 and 16, you know, a lot of people don't have a problem with that, even though it's illegal. And if he's found guilty, now has to, you know, hit the sex registry, but may not actually be a criminal. He was just dating a girl 2 years younger, whereas if he waited a year and she's 17 and 19, no one has a problem with it. So we got to be careful how we put that out there, only because you don't want folks automatically just, no, every story has a way of being told, and I think we just have to be careful with that. I think women and men, you should know something about your significant other that, you know, when you're falling in love with, because you don't want to bring a monster into your house. And if you have children from previous relationships, you want to protect them while still being able to fall in love the right way. So, I mean, that's a very touchy one right there. What else is going on? I'm going to leave that one. We got to get up. That's just like feeling nasty. I'm about to pull over and get a shower. Yeah. What else is going on in the news?
Real
nasty. Huh?
Well, also, remember the coach that the hockey coach that tripped the kid as they were doing a traditional handshake at the end of the game?
Okay, you shouldn't have beat me.
Oh, stop. You know, I can't even believe
you
said that.
I've seen that video before.
He actually tripped two kids, a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old,
wow,
and one actually broke his wrist when he fell and hit the ice. Well, he was sentenced to 15 days in jail. 15 days.
What is 15 days going to do to somebody? What is 2 weeks in jail going to do to somebody? A kid, the wrist will still be broken when he gets out. I say you break a bone, you don't get out until the kid's healthy. What is that? The kid broke his wrist. That's 6 to 8 weeks minimum. And he's out in 2 weeks?
I think, see, I'm up in the air. I don't know whether I think it's enough or not enough, but I think that more should be added to it. Like, he should have to take some classes.
You harm a child. The crime has to be, that you harm a child, there's got to be some type of payment that can't be 2 weeks. I'm sorry.
You know, I think he was being malicious. I don't really think he intended to hurt them in such a way where he would break his wrist, but he was being malicious and he was being a bad sport. So I think he should have to do other things like community service, not just 15 days in jail.
I mean real community service. I mean like Bandwick, Brooklyn Expressway, Garden Central cleanup. I want real community service. I want like homeless showers. I want real community service. I want where like stuff that nobody wants. That's what I want. Real community service. Not that fake community service. Listen, I don't know what newspaper you're in. You ain't got no... What kind of story have you been reading this week? It's been a rough week. What's up?
You know, it's something in the air because there's a lot of things going on that just don't make any sense. And, you know, I'm really an advocate for recognizing mental illness. So...
Well, you think, you know, hold on, stop. You think everybody got a mental illness, so
I don't think everyone
every
has
time
mental
somebody
illness.
Bug out, you know they might be mentally sick.
I don't think everyone has mental illness, but I do believe that sometimes we ignore things that should be addressed.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's crazy people in the world. Let's just keep it real. But, you know, and anybody listening, this is relationships. This is reality of relationships. And as Chip and I told you last week, we try to cover all different types of relationships, whether it's relationship with parents, relationship with kids, relationships with individual work relationships, anything, because all of it is prevalent. All the social relationships that are out there, we're going to touch on at various times on our show. You're listening to Reality of Relationships on GQ Palace Radio, and we hope that you'll continue to turn in every Thursday from 8 to 10, because Tiff and I will be here, whether it's in the car, whether it's on the moon, whether whatever. We're going to be here to do our thing. And so we like to, when we start our show off, just to get a feel for what's going on in the week and just to relax and settle in. We're going to tell you what the subjects of tonight that we're going to discuss tonight. So we just want you to sit back and relax with us. But, baby, let me ask you a question, because we got like 10 minutes before we take our break. We got to talk about the Oscars. You got to talk about Kvothe. You got to talk about The Onion. This Rag magazine, website, whatever, calling her a cunt, pardon my language, anyone listening. I know he said there's no cursing on this show, but to call a 9-year-old actress who's up for an Academy Award a cunt in any form or fashion is unacceptable.
And completely inappropriate. And for those who are not familiar with The Onion, it's funny because I would say years ago when The Onion first started, I don't remember when they first started publication, but I remember reading articles from them, not realizing that it wasn't a real newspaper, and they would give all types of false information.
So
like
it's based on satire.
Right. But people who are not familiar with it, they pick it up and they think, oh, the president was caught with a dress on. You know, you would think it was a real paper, but The Onion is not a real paper. And they had a Twitter feed during the Academy Awards about Kvothe Wallace. So I actually had to look up exactly what they said. And I was so hurt by it because they turned something that should have been a beautiful night for this little girl. She, as young as she is, to be up for an Academy Award. I can't even believe
youngest
they would
ever
say something. I'm
Do you
sorry?
Have the quote? Do you have the
yes,
tweet
I have
that
the,
went out?
I have the quote. It
All
says,
right, so ladies, so in case anybody missed it from Sunday's Academy Awards, this is The Onion. The Onion tweeted this out Sunday night. It was up for an hour, and then they took it down quickly with all the firestorm that had started. So this was the tweet that The Onion put out about 9-year-old Kvothe Wallace. What is it, Willis?
Kvothe Wallace.
Wallace. Okay, go ahead, baby. Read that for me.
It says, everyone else seems afraid to say it, but that Kvothe Wallace is kind of a cunt, right?
And I, you know, and the thing is, everyone says, well, like I read an article that said, well, I can understand what they were trying to do. I'm sorry. I'm an intelligent man.
I don't understand.
I have 3 college degrees, and I still don't understand what point they were trying to make in reference to the young lady. And I guess she was acting as high maintenance or something. I don't get it. And I'm
and
sorry.
How do you use that word towards a 9-year-old? How do you use that to describe a 9-year-old? Now, I'm not excusing it if they would have used it towards one of the more seasoned actresses or actors, but this is a 9-year-old little girl. How do you call her a cunt? It amazes me that they thought that was acceptable.
We hide behind the First Amendment, and listen, everybody has the right to say what they want, but you also have the right to be offended. And you have the right to respond any way that you want. And I made the comment on Facebook, and I said I didn't think I saw enough folks of color get upset. But I have to take that back because I've been doing a lot more reading and a lot more research. And shout out to one of my friends on Facebook, and I'm not at home, and I don't have all the information in front of me. But she sent me, the young lady, Don, I think is her name. I don't want to say her name wrong, so I want to wait till I get out. She sent me a link of all the different tweets that went out in opposition. I sent the letter off to The Onion myself saying that I felt it was just tragic to even mention the young lady in that form or fashion, because the cunt word is one of the most negative ways to try to express about a woman. And I'm sorry, you know, there's a point when, as folks of color, we got to draw the line and say enough is enough. You know, listen, satire, comedy, Listen, I hear comedians say all types of stuff. I've heard comedians say whatever. You know what? Yes, we live in a world where you should be able to say whatever you want to say. I have a problem with children being under attack and elderly and disabled folks. I don't want anyone who can't defend themselves to be under attack. Somebody that's grown, you want to say something, be my guest. But elderly, children, and disabled individuals who have problems or are unable to defend themselves, I got a damn problem with that, because at what point do we stop? We haven't even fixed the Trayvon Martin situation and all these other situations that are going to, yes, I'm playing the race car for anybody that's listening. So if you got a problem with it, turn off now. Is that I got a problem that we haven't even fixed many of these racial situations that's going on in our country, and a magazine thinks it's okay to make a disgusting joke about one of our talented young princesses. You know what? The hell with the Onion. And if I catch any brother or sister reading the Onion, I might hook off on you and just take my 15 days.
Because that's all you're going to get, right?
That's all I'm going to get, 15 days. And I'll be back on the street hooking off on somebody again. And what you need to do is watch the movie Casino, where Homeboy says, you know what? Just when you're coming out of that coma, I'll be getting out of jail, and I'll bust you up again because I'm stupid like that. You know what? I might have to do the Joe Pesci on somebody just because I caught him reading the Onion. But really, to each his own. If that's what you want to read and if that's what you like, that's your business. I'm not going to allow anybody to disrespect young kids, because our young kids of color have a hard enough time trying to break through the glass ceiling that's in place. And for that little girl to be one of the youngest ever, I believe she was the youngest ever, to be nominated for that type of award when they don't give us as people of color the opportunity to even be on the red carpet. You know, and they treat us so disrespectful. Like a couple of folks, they named some black people different names when they were putting them in magazines. We don't get treated fairly as it is. I don't want to see our young princesses damaged like that. Give this little girl a chance.
Absolutely.
You know, again, there's so many other targets out there that you could choose, so many other things that you could do. You know, our relationship with our children has to become stronger in urban communities and with folks of color around the world, not just in this country, around the world. We have a bad enough problems within our family unit as it is. We can't allow outside forces to continue to attack the family structure. I'm tired of it, and I'm not going to allow it to happen. So any opportunity I have, I'm going at whoever, and I don't care who gets upset by it. So
I concur.
You know what I'm saying? So anyway, but listen, you know what? What is you know, we're gonna be going to a break in a minute. Before we do, babe, what's the subject for tonight? What are we discussing tonight? What's at the heart of what we'll be going at tonight?
Well, the first topic that we're going to be talking about, and you and I both have some experience in it. It is relationships in the workplace, romance in the workplace.
Romance in the workplace.
Yes.
Humping at work. Nasty.
Nobody said hump, yes. Nobody said anything about humping at work. We said romance and relationships. You know, you just took it to another level.
I had a flashback.
You had a flashback. Okay.
Yeah, well, romance at work for a man is humping at work. I'm sorry if people need to know that. I'm just saying it happens. You really shouldn't be, but. But yes, romance.
That's what we're going to talk about, whether people should have romance or relationships in the workplace. Is that a good or bad thing?
If they should actually be coupled up, or if they should actually be able to have, in some jobs it's not allowed. You actually have to report yourself if you are.
Right.
You have to be. But we'll talk about it when we come back. It is going on 8:30. It's at the bottom of the hour. This is Reality and Relationships. That is my lovely wife, Tiffany Braxton Belvin. I am KL Belvin from outside somewhere. I don't even know where I'm at. And this is Relationship. I mean,
are you going to get the title right anytime tonight? You done messed up 100 times. The show is called Reality and Relationships.
On EQ Palace Radio. I will get myself together. We'll be back in two songs. Do not go anywhere. Thank you for dealing with us. I'm getting there. See you in two songs. Oh.
things, grown things, you and me all night.
Something. But here comes the coldest part. It's cold out there when you're lonely in the dark. You're trying to warm up to material things, and they just ain't working, so you try to call me. But no, I'ma be down. Moving on to the next one. While you're trying to sweep my shopping bags, clean your checkbook.
Lovely wife, is she there, Tiff? Hello?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. My lovely wife is here. We're getting everything situated. I am happy to be back in position. And we're here every Thursday night. If you'd love to call in, 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get on the air. We would love to hear what you have to say about anything that we talked about tonight. If that whole Oscar situation got you upset, you call and let's talk about it. Because right now we're going to talk about relationships at work. Whether you should, shouldn't, do they work, don't they work, is it worth the risk? So, honey, what's your thoughts?
I've had a few relationships on the job, and they didn't work.
They did? No, they did. I couldn't hear you.
They did not work.
Oh, well. So you wasn't open.
Say it again?
Nothing.
I heard you. You wasn't open. You know, you equate everything to, for those who don't know, KL doesn't know the difference between dating and humping. He just assumes that if you're dating, there's humping along with it. And I tried to explain to him, but that's not necessarily true.
First of all, let's get one thing perfectly understood. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I do equate a lot of that to that because I have seen the physicality that goes on amongst people. And a lot of people, men and women, who talk about dating is really the buzzword for being physical. Now, whether folks agree you should or shouldn't get physical, listen, that's up for interpretation. I just know that a lot of people are, or we wouldn't have all the problems that we have. And at work, you gotta really have a strong understanding of what you're trying to do if you're trying to get into that work. I have dated, or as you say, but I can't lie. I never just dated. I never just, let me just talk to somebody at work for the sake of talking. If I got into anything with someone at work, it was because it was with the idea of trying to take things one step further. Now, as many people already know, I am a man of God and I am a Christian, but there was many years that I wasn't. So now, of course, that's not something I would condone or say people should do. But I'm a realist, and I understand that not everybody walks to the same faith that I do or my wife does, and they're going to do what they do. So we do have to address it and talk about it. I just think the years that I spent running around at work, it was to get something. And I wasn't getting into something if I wasn't getting something physical. What was the point? And that's just me. Now, like I said, my thoughts is not everyone's. But I don't think it works if you both don't have mutually something to lose. Because if it's tilted, if you're like the president, the CEO, and you're messing with the window washer, male or female, you're risking everything when you may not have to. So
Wait a minute. So yes. The window washer can't find love with the president of the company?
I didn't say they couldn't find love. I'm just saying I don't necessarily know if they should be dating at work when it can create a problem for both of them, because if something goes wrong and the relationship doesn't work, the window washer is out of a job. She gone or he gone.
Mm-hmm.
So the danger is that the person that you're dating has more control over your job than you do, and this falls apart. Yo, you booty out.
You know what's funny?
You got to keep that in mind.
Well, the funny thing is that you mentioned the president and the window washer, because I was reading an article and it says if you're going to have an office romance, don't date your boss or don't date your supervisor and don't date your subordinate. But the funny thing is, according to statistics, your chances of getting married to your boss or your supervisor double compared to having a relationship with just one of your coworkers. So if you date your boss or supervisor, you're more likely to get married. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I mean, but like I said, you know, the sad part is, but that's if you can get to that point. I mean, if y'all can't get to that point, what happens?
But you know,
if you don't get to that, you lost out. Then what?
I actually know a couple that happened, and this is one of the relationships that I was in, and I can't even say where I was working, but I was in an office, and the person wasn't my direct supervisor for my unit. He was a supervisor for another unit. So it really wasn't that bad. I found out that he started dating someone else, and I ended the relationship. He was dating someone else in the office. He was actually dating someone within his own unit. And it kind of almost blew up in his face, and he really put a lot on the line, like you said, to get a president of the company. But he ended up getting a woman pregnant. He had to come clean with his supervisor that he was in a relationship with her. But to try to make it seem not as bad as it was, because he was dating a few different women in the office when everything came to light, he told his supervisor, oh, it's not like she's just one of the girls I'm messing around with. We're going to get married. And this is what he told his supervisor. And he wound up getting caught out there, and they actually did get married.
Okay.
And
did it work?
I'm not going to even say it worked, because he was still humping around. So she basically got the so-called husband, baby daddy that she wanted, but he was still doing his thing.
But so there was no love there. So, again, that's a relationship at work that shouldn't happen, and they're losing out. I mean, come on, man. You got to be very careful when you're talking about relationships at work. Let's keep it real. You know, when folks, and, you know, we got a lot of listeners that are listening from their phones. Hey, guys, hit one. Jump in on the conversation. Let us know what you think. Don't be scared. Come on in. Tip and I won't bite. I might. But Tip and I won't bite. Come on in and give us your thoughts, man. If you got it in at work and it worked out, or you got it in at work and you caught the unemployment check because you wasn't smart or whatever. I'm sorry, not that you wasn't smart. Maybe it didn't work. But let us know what you think.
They made a poor choice.
What?
I said they made a poor choice.
Not necessarily. Listen, I say take the shot at dating somebody who's got a higher stature than you, because you might be able to, if things start to go sideways, go, yo, I'll bust up in the corporate office and tell them how we used to get it in the closet. You better give me my job. I mean, just saying, not that I advocate blackmailing, but at least you ain't got to worry about somebody maybe getting at you in the wrong way. But it also depends on the type of job that you're at. And you guys that are listening, and anyone listening on the radio, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 646-200-3838. Call in and let us know. Do relationships at work work? Do relationships in the workplace actually work? I think they can, depending on what type of relationship that you're trying to have, what type of positions that you carry. As an educator, I have seen numerous teachers getting it in at work. I have seen teachers and supervisors getting it in at work. I have seen teachers and parents getting it in at work. I have seen parents and maintenance getting it in at work. I have seen teachers and maintenance get it in at
we
work.
Get the
I've
point.
Seen administrators
get the
and
point.
Maintenance get it in at work.
Will
and
you
I've
cut
also
it
seen
out?
A whole lot of people fired at work. man alive. T, come on in and tell us what you think about this relationship at work thing, man.
Hey, how's everyone?
All right.
Hey, you all right, T?
I need more than soup, okay?
I'm saying. You got on to like she just ran a marathon. What's up, T? What's going on?
I'm blessed. I can't
Amen.
Complain. Not feeling good, but I have a question, basically. What
right
do you
ahead.
Think about these ministers that's dating numerous of women in the church?
Oh, wait, could you ask the question again? I didn't hear the whole thing. I heard the who?
The ministers that's dating numerous of church members.
The good old
is he dating multiple women at the same time, or is he just dating
yes.
one at a time?
No, sweetie.
Okay.
I mean, I've been to a church like that, a small town in West Virginia, but I mean, you know, I called him the pulpit pimp.
Yeah, it's a great position.
I mean, you know, you see him coming out of people's of women's house, you know, with the toothpick. You just let me stop.
Wow.
No, it was known that this guy was like dating numerous of the females, you know, and actually he recently got married, knew the woman for 3 months. Because she has a little change and everything, and he just dropped, you know, the females and moved out of town to be with this woman. But, you know, that's, to me, I could never get into, when I did go home to visit, I could never get into his words, you know.
I got you. Let me ask you a question. I think what happens is, like anything else, and pastors are no different than any other man
okay.
that's in a position of power, is that when people put their faith or hopes into any individual, you run the risk of being taken advantage of if you're not paying attention to what is being asked of you.
Right.
That's still a man there. That's not God. That's a representative who says he's representing God, but that's not God.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean he's been touched by God because he claims to be that. What
okay.
you have to look at, like anything else, is the relationship between pastor and flock stops being that when you're asked to do something that's opposite what God is asking you to be individually. And there's some blame that has to go to the person who has placed their faith, total faith in man, when God has actually said, don't do that. Now, I'm not turning this into a church show because then some folks are like, I ain't come here to go to church, but you're going to go to church right now for the next couple of minutes. So the idea is that there's many men who are going to abuse their position of power because
okay.
when they know folks, because you got doctors. Look, how many doctors have you
That's
heard
true.
Of who have messed over patients simply because the patient said, okay, if you say put my legs up here, I guess you taking off your pants is part of the procedure, no problem. But I think what has to happen is when you're talking about people who worked in the church, when you're talking about women and men who work in the church who decide to have relationships and are not married inside the church, well, that's automatically opposition to the very faith that you're claiming. That just can't work.
Okay.
And I think it's the same thing at the workplace.
Right.
You have an influential position. You have to be careful as the individual who's dating that person to not get sucked into the potential of their power compared to the reality of the relationship itself. So you might be looking at him as the president of the company and go, oh, my God, I am actually in it with the president of the company. He or she is tremendous. They can take me places. They can do whatever. And he or she is looking at you as a quick booty call at work because they got a whole other life away from work.
Right.
So some rules should never change and should never be anything different. Meaning
uh-huh.
it's about how you allow someone to treat you. And if
right.
you jump off at work, then you jump off at work. Don't try to make it something that you're not, because your feelings are going to get hurt either way if you don't have a clear understanding of what this relationship is. Also, if you know you need your job to feed your family,
right.
you gotta put your job on the line.
In jeopardy, yeah.
because you're trying to get a little something and you're still not sure what the relationship is, that's just stupid.
Right. Well, my thing
what you say about that? Check what you think.
I agree. Because I was thinking back to those the series of videos that we watched with that pastor and his wife. Remember, the pastor had actually gotten someone pregnant in his church.
Wow.
And he and his wife separated, and the congregation didn't know. She was still coming to church as her husband was still on the pulpit, and she would come to church every Sunday and pretend that she was still in a loving marriage, although she wasn't.
Wow.
And I think the pastor, there has to be some type of support. I mean, I understand that if he's that one particular person that he might be interested in, I don't have a problem with that.
Right,
but
right.
If he's dating a
multiple.
Lot of people, and
it's not a good look. I just don't. I don't think it's a good look, you know.
Right.
And you know, I'm going there because you know I'm trying to get a word, but you know I'm looking at you like you wanted the dudes out in the street. You know, I have
you
no respect.
You get more than a word, all right.
Well, I wasn't getting enough.
Let me lay hands on you. The Lord told me to lay hands on you.
But,
the Lord
okay.
told me to group you.
Now, as far as, like, the workplace, you know, like, if me and my significant other were living together, I would not want to work, you know. I wouldn't want to be in the same place. Because, you know, where are you going to get your space from?
I got you.
That's what we're trying to ask
to you. And any other caller that's on, if you want to get in, just hit one if you're listening, or if you're on the computer and you want to call in, 646-200-3838, and just hit one if you want to get in and speak to Tiffany and I. See, that's one of the things that we're talking about, too, is some folks can do well working and dating their significant other, and then some can't because they can't stand seeing the person that they like and love flirting. They can't stand seeing other men or women speaking to their significant other. And that becomes a problem because now if you're unable to do your job because you're supposed to be on floor A, but you're on floor B because you want to keep an eye on the chick or the dude who likes your partner, see, now that's a problem because after a while, people are going to figure out what's going on with you and somebody else. You can't keep things quiet at work. Let's just keep it real.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
How long before you put yourself in a position where you could possibly lose your job.
Yeah, let the situation blow up.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
Exactly.
And, you know, the thing is, I don't think it's completely impossible because even at my job now, we have a lot of people who are either dating long-term or even married. We have a couple that's there that have been married for over 30 years and they work at the facility. I just think that there should be some guidelines when you start dating someone that you're working with. When I chose to date someone that I was working with, I would say, listen, I don't like drama. I'm not one of those women that's going to check your phone and go through your pockets and things like that.
Exactly.
At any time, if you don't want to date me anymore, just let me know. But I don't want to be sharing you with somebody else in the office. So
exactly.
At any time I thought that that was a possibility, I would just end a relationship. I wouldn't cause them drama. It wouldn't be anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to take your phone calls anymore. I won't call you anymore. And then you wonder what happened. And that's because something I saw wasn't appropriate or some information I came across, I decided, you know what, I need to step back. Because I don't know how that other young lady might handle it. She might be the one that's full of drama and
that
we all lose our jobs
because
she don't like the fact that you're dating me. So there just has to be guidelines with it to say, listen, at this point, we're professionals, we're adults. We don't, neither one of us needs to lose our livelihood.
Yeah, it's up to that. You know, it solely depends on the individual if they can handle it. You know, me, myself, like I said, if we're living together, no, I don't want to be around, you know, 24/7.
I got you.
You know?
I got you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but because it's this simple. If whatever you're going to do, you're going to do it regardless, you know, because some people, some men and women, you know, whatever you want to do, you're going to do it whether that individual that you're supposed to be with is there or not.
True.
You know.
True.
So, I mean, that's just my intake on it. You know, I wouldn't, because I wouldn't want to be, you know, like, up under me, you know, 24/7.
Right.
I got you.
You know.
T, we got another caller, and I'm going to always tell you thank you as usual. We love
no
having
problem.
You calling. We
no
love
problem.
Your support.
I got
to
show love and support.
You always take us somewhere, because I'm now got the pastor thing inside my head. You know, mess me up for the night, because I'm probably going to have to come back and talk about that before the night's over. But we definitely appreciate the love, and we call in every week, because we definitely love having you. You always bring us something that we can think about. So thank you so much.
No
for
problem.
Calling us
no problem. You guys stay blessed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. We have Rich on the line, and I know Rich has something to say. Rich, are you on the line, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can
What's
hear you, brother.
What's going on? Okay.
Man, wow. I can't call it, brother. This is one of the masterminds behind GQ Palace. This is Rich Munn. Thank you for calling and supporting, brother. I know
I'm
you got something to say about
know
this,
that.
Man.
Yeah, I'm just letting the people know that they don't have to be scared to press one, two as well. But you can press one.
We won't bite.
Come on, jump in. Just hit one and come on in and talk to us. We appreciate that you're listening. And so, and if you're scared, go text a friend and tell them to call in and hit one and tell them your question. And we'll answer their question however you want to talk. But, Rich, since you called in, man, you got to answer the question, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Relationships
don't
work, man. Romance at work. Doesn't work. What's up?
Because you know what it is? At my old job I used to work at, it was an administrator and a counselor that used to deal with each other. Right? They deal with each other, and they try to keep it like on a secret mode, but everybody wound up finding out. And we was like, once the boss finds out, oh, it's going to be problems. Do you know that boss found out and didn't say a word?
Wow.
And they've been together actually for about, I'm going to say about 10 years. For about 10 years they've been together. They finally broke up. Because the simple fact of, he was like, I think he was, his nationality was African, I think, or something where, this was a grown man still living with his mother. But he was working as a minister. He came from another country or whatever, came over here, and you know, United and everything. But they finally stopped dealing with each other, I'm going to say after 2 years, because he wouldn't marry her.
Wow.
And then you know, I just found out recently, that she's not dealing with him, but now she's dealing with somebody else at the job again.
Wow.
I was
so
like,
she had to work her way around to do her thing.
No, but see, she's already.
You can't say that. Because you know what? You guys are laughing. And you make it a bad name for her. But the reality is, we all spend 7 to 8 hours a day, every day, on the job. We are with our colleagues sometimes more than our own family. And relationships happen. So it's not that she just jumped into another relationship with one of her colleagues. It's bound to happen, because where do we spend most of our time but at work? Especially if you don't already have someone at home.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, okay.
So you're trying to say it's right for her to... See, you're making excuses, Jesse. I know you're making excuses for this lady.
No.
Because
I'm not making excuses.
So let's say it didn't work out with that first person in that relationship at the job. It was all right for her to try again with somebody else at the job?
It's not the fact that she's trying to get with someone else at the job, but she spends most of her time at the job, if not commuting back and forth to the job. That's the reality of it. We all spend most of our time at work. We spend more time at work than at home sometimes.
But the,
I got you. I got you.
Okay, listen.
But is that going to help the relationship, though? If you've already was with one person and it didn't work, and now the same people that are at the job now see you with next person,
exactly.
Like, is that really going to help foster a healthy relationship, though?
That doesn't mean that it's not going to be a healthy relationship because of what other people might think about what she's doing. She might be a decent person. So, okay, she had a relationship that didn't work out because the man didn't want to marry her. Is that her fault? So
okay.
She shouldn't look for a relationship?
Okay, can I put it like this? I'm going to put it like this. Okay, you know, a job is a job. But she went from this guy being a second under the boss to a security guard. Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
A job is a job.
You're just as bad as KO. Security guards can't get no love.
No, I ain't saying you can't get no love, but she's the type, this is the type of female that's really like, she's like into, I worked here for a while, and she's the type that's like really into money or whatever. So, to me personally, I think she was trying to make this man jealous and wind up getting involved with this guy in a more serious relationship.
Wow. You know, I think Rich, it goes back to what we were saying earlier. You have to know what you're getting into a relationship for. You have to know who you're getting into a relationship with. And you cannot forget that the underlining factor is that you are at work. And so you got to know, if this doesn't work, how is it going to affect your livelihood? I'm sorry. I've done a lot of things in my past at work, but at no time was I going to continue something that I thought was going to cause me to lose my teaching license, cause me to lose my job. Now, did I take chances? Yes, because I was being a nasty dude at the time. But I wasn't going to continue to do it if I came close to getting caught, because I got a livelihood to protect. I got a future to protect. And I think everyone, mm-hmm. from security guard down to the dishwasher, I don't care who it is, I don't care if the cat washing dishes wants to get with the next dishwasher, if you need your gig, then you and that dishwasher might need to chill, because if she's wilding out or he's wilding out, and now y'all tossing dishes at each other, and now you're about to get walked out by the boss because y'all couldn't control the outcome of your relationship, then you got to check yourself. And I think that's what it goes down to with anything else. But look, it's 9 o'clock, and we can continue, and we will. You guys that are ear hustling, listen, we love you, but you got to hit that number one and come on in here and say something. Let us know what you're thinking about this subject. This is Reality and Relationship every Thursday night from 8 to 10 on GQ Palace Radio. And we want you to make sure that you tune in every Thursday to Tiffany and I. We're going to be back in 2 songs, a half an hour, blue box, quickly. Wow. Come back in 2 songs, and we're going to continue. We continue this, or we got another subject, baby?
We continue this subject because I want to talk a little bit more about it.
Okay, so we'll be back. And you guys listening on the computer, remember to call the number 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in. Come on in and let us know what you think. We'll be back in 2 songs. This is GQ Palace, and that man on the radio was Rich. Money is butter, baby. GQ Palace Radio, Reality and Relationships. See you in 2.
Body, kissing and rubbing. feeling and touching through my body, on your body, kissing and rubbing, feeling and touching. When you treat a woman right in every way, she will never be your side. She's there to stay. Please believe me, she is yours for the right to choose, satisfy her every need. Yeah.
that belong to me and you.
Love.
Yes, love.
Go ahead. You want to bring us back,
okay,
please?
Oh, it's okay for me to go because you usually bring us back. You know, you jump right in there. I just wait for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Reality in Relationships, and this is GQ Powers Radio. And this is our second show. As you can see, we're still working out the kinks. Yes, I have the steering wheel, so I might as well keep driving. And that is my lovely wife, Tiffany Braxton Belvin. And this is KL Belvin. And we are talking about romance in the workplace. Will it work? Will it not work? Whatever. Honey, you said you had something that you wanted to continue on this subject.
Yes, because I've had some not so good circumstances in the workplace. And then I had some horror stories. It's funny because I remember my first, and I don't even think this would be considered workplace romance, because at the time, I was working in a toy store, and one of the stock guys I found an interest in, he found an interest in me, but then I got laid off after the Christmas season, and it was like a few weeks later that he called me, and we started dating. And I thought everything was fine, we were having a good time, and then all of a sudden, I would say maybe 3 months in, he broke up with me. I didn't know why. I thought everything was good. I found out about a month later when he tried to get back together. He called me and said, you know, I messed up. We really had a good thing. Let's get back together. And I was thinking, no, I'm not into on and off again relationships. That's not me. And I said, you know, we could leave it alone. And he was hurt. And I told my friend, my best friend at the time, I said, you won't believe who called me after a month wanting to get back together. And she said, what did you say? I said, no. I said, you know that's not me. It's too many fish in the sea. One bus coming along, next bus, what's up? So she said, I'm glad you didn't get back with him. I said, why not? She said, because he was trying to get with me. How crazy is that?
Crazy, or was he just slow that he got caught? No, I'm just joking. Well, that's what I was trying to tell you. See, men don't date. See, you were dating, he was trying to get some. And once he saw it wasn't going there, it was like, you know what? I'm going to try to work things out to, you know, he's going to try to play both ends against the move. Some men are like that. Not everyone, but some men are like that.
What happened, though, is when he broke up with me, he was already trying to get with my friend. And she told him, I can't do that to Tiffany. I'm not going to do that. And she said, you're dating my best friend. How does that look for me to get with you? So he broke up with me with the idea to get with her. And she said no. She still said no. She said, that's crazy. So when he realized
he didn't know how to work his game. He could have worked that, though. But
oh, stop it. When he realized that he couldn't get with her, then he tried to get with me again. And I thought that was crazy. I said, men are really something else.
Well, you know what it is? I think sometimes we realize we made a mistake. We chose the wrong one. I have to speak for me. I can't speak for anybody else. I know that sometimes you may decide to talk to one young lady, and then you realize that the young lady you really want to talk to was someone else. Now, the thing is, you can't turn around and go, well, I stopped talking to her to talk to you. No. You got to be a little smoother, and you have to tell the truth. You say, listen, I didn't know who I really wanted to speak to, so I started talking to her, and I realized that we didn't have a lot in common. It wasn't going to work, but that all depends. Now, if y'all was lovey-dovey and hugging up under each other, it's kind of suspect now to try to come to the friend and be like, yo, how about you and I? Cause now you're just looking like a pig. But if y'all was generally dating, like you call it, if you're generally dating and it wasn't working and y'all just didn't hit it off, now be honest. Say, look, you can ask her yourself. She can tell you we didn't get into anything. We dated. We went out a few times. It didn't work. And I'm not just whoring around. I would like to get to know you. Now, the thing is to not press. Let's just go out and have drinks. Let's just go out to get to know each other. Really go through the courting stage. Give the person the opportunity to say, well, why not? Let me see. Maybe I could, you know, consider talking to you instead of let's try to get into something and move too quickly. See, I think a lot of people mess up at work because you work with somebody every day. They see you in your professional capacity, your professional humor, even your professional dress, depending on what the job is.
Right.
It's a difference when someone sees you when you get to take your hair down. It's a difference when someone gets to see you with a couple of drinks in you. See, I don't do staff parties. I don't do staff get-togethers. I'm not a big fan of the whole let's all go out to Fridays or Applebee's after work with the same people that you work with during the week simply because...
That's because they're anti-social.
Hey. I am not anti-social. I just don't like certain people. There's a difference. An anti-social person doesn't like anybody. Me, I don't like certain people. No, I'm being real. I don't like hanging out with teachers after I've worked all week because I know how I feel about kids. And I don't want to sit on a Friday or Saturday night and now talk about the kids that I just worked with all week. I don't want to do that. Also, it's not a matter of being antisocial. It's that I want to be real at all times. When you hang out with people at work or when you go to staff parties and stuff like that, whether you believe it or not, you're still at work. And if I cuddle up next to somebody, if I, you know, get on the dance floor and maybe dub a little bit longer than some people deem it appropriate, you know, that affects how some people look at you when you get back to work. Now, if me and a person is dating or attempting to date, I don't want to be around the rest of the staff. I don't want everyone in my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that person to be able to see me in my natural behavior. You know, when I'm out, this is what I look like when I don't have on whatever. You know, this is if you wear a uniform. This is what I look like out of uniform. If you're a suit and tie guy, this is what I look like in my down clothes. This is what I look like. You know, this is how I act after a couple of drinks. Because there's people at work that seem real calm, cool, and collected, and you give them two or three drinks and put on the Beyonce booty song, and you got grown men going, no. So you got to really be careful, you know, what you're getting into. And again, I'll go back and I'll keep saying this all night. You really have to know what you're in this for and know who you're messing with. You don't want something that fizzles out to cost you everything. See, I need to know that. If it's a hit off, and I'm strictly speaking to people that get down like that. If it's a hit-off situation where you're just trying to get laid, now, I don't approve of it or say that's the way to do it, but I'm saying people do. If it's just a jump ball, but it's a hit-off situation, even that needs to be understood before you get into it, simply because one of you have feelings that starts to change, then your behavior towards that person is going to change also. Which then changes the parameters of what you two got together, but the job isn't going to change. That is dangerous.
Let me ask.
It's dangerous.
What horror stories do you have?
Huh?
What horror stories do you have for office romance?
Oh, come on, man! Every week I gotta give a horror.
You should have known. You should have known. And actually, I got one even better. But I want to hear your horror story.
My horror story with getting it in at work?
Yes.
Well, pick a job and pick a job and pick one. Name a job I haven't humped on. That's a bigger question. No, horror stories, you know, the funny thing is I can give you a horror story. And this actually wasn't even somebody I was dating. When one of the schools that I was in, when the new principal came into the building, we were so buddy-buddy, and everybody knew how nasty I was at the time. People swore that we was getting it in. She would come down to my room, hang out, and this is the principal, hang out, even sometimes be there when my kids would come and take attendance for me. And I was trying to swear to folks, I am not doing anything with this woman. But because people had the perception that I was, they started to treat me differently at work. And it wasn't until she started to flip on me the way she flipped on everybody else. And the dangerous part of that was people started to talk as if I was doing something. And I honestly believe it got back to her. She thought I started it.
Wow.
And I had been telling folks, I'm not doing anything. We laugh, we joke. I don't know. Maybe she found me attractive. I did not find her attractive. I ain't gonna lie. There was a little BO situation going on there too.
Oh,
and I
got
it. I'm not lying. Listen, hey, I draw the line when it comes to fuck. And I don't want to hear we just working hard and we grinding and you know you sweat a little bit. No, you're teaching. You shouldn't stink. So when there's a BO situation, you won't find me there. I'm sorry. And so I just didn't find her attractive. But we had mutual feelings about teaching. We had mutual feelings about the system. We had mutual feelings even about comedy and movies. And so we had great times in terms of conversation.
You had things in common. You had things in common.
Exactly, but people use that, and what's crazy is I started to see people actually distancing themselves because they were worried about if they had a problem with me, I was going to tell the principal she was going to fire them because she was on a rampage. And I was like, wow, I really, and I eventually had to leave that school because when things got negative with her and I, they really got negative. But nothing ever transpired, and you know what's funny? I think it's payback for all the dirt that I did.
Yes.
Because all the things that I was doing at that particular school, you know, it's the one that I didn't do anything with that actually cost me. So, you know, that's my heart for it. I ain't saying nothing else. I think you just want to know, make sure if I'm telling the truth or not over the years.
You know, I always assume you're telling the truth, honey. Until I catch
well, for a lot of years I wasn't, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. Like I said, I always assume you're telling the truth. Until I catch him in a lie, but that's another show.
Yeah, that's when you get caught cheating three times, when you go to stop show. How stupid are you show? Yes,
but,
we will talk about how my wife caught me cheating three times. One time I left the computer on and ran out the house, and you know I was trying to get caught. Left AOL signed in and ain't got a phone call. Who are these women? Well, go ahead, darling. Give your story.
No, another horror story is when I was working at the bowling alley. I told you this one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This, one of the bowlers, he asked me to sue me. And it's so interesting how he did it. I never knew he was interested in me until my birthday. My birthday came, and he came with this nice gift bag. It had a nice, expensive perfume in it. And smelled good, was really cute, little teddy bear in the bag. I said, wow, that's cute. That's a really nice way to ask someone out. And we went out on a date, we went to the movies, we went to dinner, and we spent some time together. And I really liked him, and I thought that it would go someplace until we used to see each other, I think it was every Tuesday, because he bowls on Tuesdays during the week,
mm-hmm.
and I would come to the bowling alley that on Tuesday evenings to come see him. And one day, I was at work at the front desk, and someone called for him. Now, people call for bowlers regularly, and he was a bowler that people called for also, but I didn't think anything of it. But there was one particular voice that was consistently called. So I kind of asked who she was. And during the course of the conversation, it didn't go too smoothly. And it ended with the young lady, along with her friend, coming to the bowling alley to beat me up.
Yeah,
now,
well, you always got people wanting to beat you up, man.
I don't always have people wanting to beat me up, honey.
Yes, you do.
You have
people wanting to rough you up, man.
You know what it is? It's that pageant queen demeanor. I think people get intimidated by that. But, yeah.
See, always the quiet chicks. Everybody want to beat up the quiet chick because she lose her mind and kill everybody.
But she came to the bowling alley with a friend. And the funny thing is, anytime, so we have listeners all over the country right now, but if you live in New York, you know the distance between Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn and Jamaica, Queens. This woman and her friend did not drive to Queens. They got on the train and took the train from Brooklyn to Queens to come fight someone they had never seen before over this guy. And
wow.
It was so funny because when she came, the manager and I had a good rapport. And he was at the front desk and I was in the back office. And was hold that thought
right there. We got a caller.
Okay.
Rachel, you on the line? Come on in. Jump in and we're gonna interrupt our talk. Rachel, you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. How we doing, Rachel?
I am fine. How are you two?
We're blessed, having a good time. Because you know, my wife and I, we'll go all night. We'll forget to draw there and just keep on talking like we home.
I hear that. I've been listening in. Great show. I love it.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you actually hit number one because I know that there's callers listening. I don't know why y'all scared to hit that number one. Would you want anybody to know that you are? You at work or something? Go ahead and hit that number one and come on and do your thing. But we got Rachel on. So, Rachel, what's your thoughts on romance in the workplace?
Well, it's definitely a deep topic. First and foremost, you got to know yourself. You got to know your self-worth. You got to know what you're getting yourself into. Is this worth me, you know, possibly losing my job? Or is
there you go. Speak on it, Rachel. Talk to
him. Is there going to be any future out of this? Especially us as adults. I can understand, you know, when you're young and don't know any better. But once you become of a certain status in your life, a certain age, you know, a certain maturity level, you got to know what you're doing before you get yourself into it.
You know, it's funny, Rachel. You would think that people would know better with everything that you said, and I'm glad you said it because it's what I've been saying all night about really knowing yourself, knowing, you know, the situation, understanding that you're at work. But
uh-huh.
You would think that people would know better and be somewhat mature, but how many times have we seen it's the so-called mature folks
right.
who are losing their mind at work over some little, you know, me and Mrs. Jones thing.
Exactly. And then there
you
comes
know.
The spiritual level. I mean, I myself before, you know, I've known the Lord for a long time, and I'm not going to take it back to church. I know we took it to church a little while ago. You know, I've reached a certain level of maturity in myself and in the Lord, definitely. And so, you know, if it's just going to be a little fling going on and you know, and we're not, don't want to have any grounds to it, you know, we're not putting God first, and it's not going to work. Just know what you're getting yourself into.
I got you. So Rachel, let me ask you a question. When you're at work and you see people that are kind of putting it out there and you see them risking, say, work, whatever, and I'm not talking about the cheaters. We're not talking about cheating tonight. We're talking about folks who are just dating. Let's assume that they're both straight up, but you see them being a little maybe too flirtatious or maybe, you know, it's getting back to folks that, you know, they're taking a little longer lunches than they're supposed to. Are you the type that would actually go and say something in terms of, because your coworkers that, hey, maybe you guys are putting too much out there, or you just say back like, you know what, hey, you know what, it is what it is?
You know what, I can't save the world. I see it going on so much at both of my jobs. I don't say anything. As long as it's not affecting that person's work, that, and it's not affecting what's going on my shift, that my, you know, our job is being handled on my shift, I don't say anything. But if it interferes with what we need to do as a team, as coworkers, I'm going to say a little something.
I got you. And I respect that because I know when it's at work, because we don't really know people in depth,
uh-huh.
we tend to not really know how they're going to take things, and some folks will pick their nose. Lord, I hope they're not picking their nose. Some people will put their nose into people's business,
uh-huh.
not realizing that no one asked them, and no one really, you know, this is work. I don't know you that well. This is
right.
my boo. Why are you in my business? And then when a person explodes, they're like, wow, whoa, you know, what happened? Because this is their work. You don't know me like that. And so you have to really be even very careful in how
yeah.
you address the relationship yeah. that you see going on, because you may mess around and get yourself into something that can cause your job, and you're not even the person in the relationship.
Exactly. Not everybody is approachable.
Exactly. Well, Rachel, listen, and I don't mean to catch up. We got another caller, but listen, I want to thank you so much for chiming in. You know, we love the support. Please tell people to tune in and listen to us every Thursday, because this is what we do, and we're going to be here, and we definitely hope that you call in again and add your two cents, because we love it.
I definitely will be calling in every week. Y'all make sure y'all support my show on Wednesdays with me and Miss T, the Diva Squad. I love y'all. And again, welcome to GQ Palace. It's butter, baby.
It's butter. Get the plug in. Wednesdays, y'all heard it. Listen, that's it. Shameless plug. This is what we do.
Y'all have a nice
night. Is Rachel still there?
Huh?
Is Rachel still there?
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Rachel, what time is your show, Rach?
Yes, that's a good thing you asked. It's a new time now. It used to be 8 to 10. Now it's 7 to 9. It's 7 to 9.
7 to 9 on Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Same number, 646-200-3838. Make sure you support them. Let's show that cross-promotion love. Let us know that you tuned in when you come back. Let's show the love. GQ Palace Radio, what it's all about.
Amen.
Amen. That's it. All right, on to the next caller. We got Eric on the line. Eric, are you there, brother?
What's happening, family? How y'all doing?
Hey, Eric.
I'm good. Eric, how are you?
I am blessed. You know, Messenger of Light on here. A new show actually gonna be coming on. I gotta throw my plug in there. You know.
Okay, I'm another plug. Hey, famous plug. Go ahead, Eric. Tell me when your show's on.
GQ Palace Radio family. I love y'all, and I'm gonna be coming on actually after on April 7th after Spiritual Sunday at 9. But
okay.
Man, I'm listening to y'all and this topic. Y'all done brought back some memories. But see, I know y'all ain't gonna have me empty out my skeleton right here on the Adam. You know.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the last part.
He
doesn't want to empty his skeletons.
Well, now, brother, listen, they're not skeletons. They can't hurt you now unless you're holding on to something. If you're not that man no more, we can talk about it. Look, I tell everybody what I used to do. I ain't that man no more. I ain't got to worry about it. Once I let the Lord take care of it, I'm good.
There we go. Well, from my experience that I had in the workplace, it was a while back. But, yeah, it's not a good idea, man. I tell you, it can cause confusion, tension, all type of things, you know. And ultimately, actually, dismissal, you know. But thank God it didn't go that far. We didn't allow it to go that far. We both belong to other people, you know. And like I say, this was definitely before I came acquainted with the Lord, you know, before I knew Christ, you know. But
gotcha.
it's a life lesson, you know. You don't want
to
jeopardize.
And I think that's something that we need to hear from brothers and sisters who are willing to say that they're new creatures right now, because folks need to know that they can get past if they're in the midst of that right now and it may not be working for them, or they might have recently lost a job or the relationship failed. They need to know that there's a recovery part to that also, that there is something on the other side of that too.
Yes, sir. But the thing is, it's not worth it, and the longer you let it go on, the harder it is to let go and get up out of it, you know?
Without question. And the more that you risk when you let it get that deep, and that's what I mean about always remembering that you're at work. You and this person could get so twisted physically that you can't pull yourself out of it in time to possibly lose a career, a pension, whatever. And it may not be a fair trade-off when you actually sit back and think about it.
Absolutely. But see, folks like that, and I've been there, you're not thinking with a clear head. See, a certain chemical reaction that go on, you know, within the body, within the mind, and that clouds your judgment. So I would advise anybody, if you have a moment of clarity, take full advantage of it and just back up off that thing, you know. Hey, chalk it up to, hey, we had fun, you know?
Got you. But, you know, it's funny that you say that, brother. And I know Tiffany is listening, too. I think the one thing that people got to understand physically, certain physical things, once you put it into place, it is easy to say back up off it. But the thrill and the exhilaration that comes from the ability to be close to getting caught heightens any physical action that may be going on. The whole let's do it at work and pray nobody opens up that door. So why isn't the door locked? Or the fact that you lock the door and the hope that somebody doesn't take their key and walk in
heightens mm-hmm. what you're doing, and everything is cute and sexy. And y'all butt naked trying to explain what's going on at 7:30 in the evening when you got off at 5. Or
right.
the boss hung around late because he's got a deadline he's trying to reach, and he walks in, and now he knows why none of his paperwork is getting done because you're laying all over it.
Yeah.
So these are the things that you have to realize, is that when you go down certain roads at work, it is ridiculous. But you know, Eric, listen, we're gonna take a break now. We're a little past our break point, but it's okay because we wanted to get everybody in, and we don't mind the other brothers and sisters on GQ College coming in and letting folks. What time is your show again, Eric? Before we jump off here for a quick break.
Sure. Messenger of Light is going to be premiering on April 7th, right after Lavina Polite Spiritual Sunday, and so my show will start at 9. Very glad about that, and thanks for allowing me to put that plug in there.
Not a problem, brother. Cross promotions and keeps it, makes the family grow strong. This is GQ Palace Radio. This is Reality and Relationships. We go in every Thursday from 8 to 10. We're going to take a quick two-song break. Actually, we're going to make it one song, and then we're going to come back and finish up strong. This is a very interesting topic, man. Something that we might even have to delve in again, come back to it a week or two. So we're just going to do one song tonight and then come back, and we're going to finish up strong. I'm sure somebody else has something to say. And you guys listening in on the computer, the call number is 646-200-3838. Just hit 1. And you can get in the queue, and we can definitely know that you're on there. Get on and say something. We'll be back in one song. Don't disappear.
Don't trace me. It's the image of God, the looking heart when you face me. a mushroom in the presence, prosthetic sound, peace, peace, a world of play.
What? We've been publishing
a world of play.
What? We've been publishing
a world of play.
What?
We've been publishing
a world of play.
My next, she said my best husband.
My best
and you know
husband.
What?
when you're in love and the pain is gone, that's a great word. Best ever. So to Candace and Jesse, we want to wish you all the best, and we want to say thank you for joining our Making Marriage Cool Again. And you are the Facebook Couple of the Week, and we pray on your behalf that the Lord will continue to bless you with many, many strong days. And if you're on the air right now, please hit number one and let the queue, let the host know that you're there so you can come out and say a couple of words. You know, we reserve this time for you. We would love to hear from you, because happy couples is what the end result of this is we're hoping on. We're hoping that everyone figures out a way to make themselves happy. So,
that was fun.
And if you're not there, we'll hold it up for you. So, while we're
well,
waiting for Candace to call in, or
right.
to hit one, she happens to be on the line. And if anybody knows Candace, tell her this is her time to shine. Call in and tell us why you love that man so much.
In the meantime, I just wanted to mention a few things that we're doing in the coming months, because in addition to hosting the Reality in Relationships each week, in addition to working full-time jobs, Kale and I, in addition to running a publishing company, we have different events that we do throughout the year.
And we got one coming up?
Yes, we actually have one tomorrow night. One of my Rhinestone sisters, that's what we call the woman that we compete with in the pageant world, Rhinestone Sisters, Natalie Sandy. She's holding a fundraiser for the Special Olympics tomorrow at AMF Sheridan Lanes, which is in Mineola, Long Island. And it's called Ball Gowns and Bowling Shoes. And it's tomorrow night at 9:30 to midnight. We are going to really bowl in our ball gown. So we're going to get all dressed up. And
I ain't putting on no gown.
You don't have
I
to
draw
the
line. Oh, I ain't gonna put on no gown?
No.
Okay, because I ain't putting on no gown. That'd be real suspect. I start putting on a gown. He'd be like, what's up with KL?
I might make you wear a bow tie.
I ain't putting on no bow tie. My stripper days is over.
You are so silly.
No, but Raven Publishing is a sponsor, is one of the sponsors of the event. Like I said in the show last week, we try to get behind positive movements. Miss Sandy is really trying to raise money for the Special Olympics. And listen, I'm a school teacher, so I don't see how I couldn't be involved. So my wife and I decided that Raven Publishing is going to be there. So we don't just talk it, we do it. And we're going to bowl, too. We're going to try to be the top bowlers so we can bring it home. I don't know what we win, but I know we're going to try to do our thing, because we're also bowlers to begin with. So it's just a natural extension of what we already do.
Wouldn't that be something we took home the crown? Because the winners of tomorrow's event, the highest male bowler and the highest female bowler, they take home a crown. So they'll be crowned the king and queen of ball gowns and bowling shoes. Now, if you would like to attend this event, the tickets are $25 in advance. And you can go to www.ballgownsandbowlingshoes.eventbrite.com. And
give it to them again.
www.ballgownsandbowlingshoes.eventbrite.com. The tickets in advance are $25, and you get to bowl from 9:30 p.m. to midnight. If you just show up, the tickets are $30 at the door.
And listen,
so that's,
stop being cheap. You spend $30 at clubs getting drunk, if that's your thing. You do $30 worth of food some lunchtime. Come on and give $30 to the Special Olympics. All the money that is raised goes to the Special Olympics. Let's get behind real causes and try to help real people. I mean, we waste enough money on things that really don't make no sense. And let's start trying to get behind the things that real people are trying to do. Miss Sandy has been promoting this for a couple of weeks now. She has been heavily on Facebook and other places trying to get folks to come out. Sheridan Lanes is not that far away. It's maybe a 15-minute ride out onto Long Island. It's off of all the major expressways. The LIE is actually the easiest to get out there. Maybe a 15, 20-minute ride, but come on. It's from 9 to 12, and if you want to hang out, you're already going to be dressed for it. You can bowl and then just go straight out. You might want to rub a little something on your arms because you might be a little funky, but don't act like I'm the only person that's ever done that. I'm saying you got to do what you got to do. So let's get behind real causes. Tip and I are going to be there, and this is. And now let me tell you something, and I don't say this for you to be impressed. I got to work tomorrow, get in, change my clothes, go bowling tomorrow night, get in, lay down, and get up early in the morning to be at my mentor group with my young men Saturday morning, which makes day number six that I'm working in a row. But it is what it is, because you can't be successful if you're not willing to put the time and effort and sweat in. And this is what it's about. And we're trying to support those who are doing positive things, because that's what we're about. And we're asking you, the callers, the listeners, to do the same thing. Let's really get behind some serious events and some serious things. And this is some fun. Bowling is fun. People go bowling all the time, so why not bowl, have some fun, and donate money to a great cause.
So we also have another event coming up in April, April 14th. I am a spokesperson for Lady Dove Self-Enrichment, which is a nonprofit organization based here in Queens. And each year we do Young, Gifted, and Talented Showcase.
Great show.
We showcase young fashion designers, models, music artists. It is an amazing show. I've been doing it for the past 3 years. This will actually be my fourth year volunteering with the organization to bring this show together. And April 14th is being held at Occasions Banquet Hall in Springfield Gardens, Queens. And that's from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Now, and great networking opportunity, too. There's a lot of people that will be in the house. You have councilmen. You have other businessmen and women. It's also a great networking opportunity and a chance to support kids doing big things. I'm going to tell you something. I've been to a couple of the shows, and watching these kids perform is incredible. And I have to say this about the Lady Doves, and I'm not saying it because my wife is a Lady Dove. Andreen Williams, that is right, Andreen Williams?
Yes, Andreen sure Williams.
Right. Andreen Williams puts an incredible amount of energy into the Lady Doves and making sure that they stay current in what's going on. I've seen a female student who I was her former dean. I've seen her go from a person who didn't even want to come out of a sweat hood because she was so unhappy with her body that she didn't want anyone to even look at her, to where she was modeling, walking the floor where you can't tell her nothing now. And why did that transition happen? Because other women like Andreen Williams, my wife, and other Lady Doves decided to give their time and energy to this young queen, and then this young queen branched out into exactly what she is, a young queen. And these are the things that we have to support. Listen, guys, it's real simple. If we want better, we have to give more and do better. We can't sit around and hope for better if we're not willing to put the time and effort and money. Let's keep it real, and money. We waste enough money on foolishness. Let's start getting behind the things that make a difference in the lives of others. Watch how the Lord will bless you in return.
Now, I just want to mention that the tickets are on sale now at Lady Dove YGT, that's the letter YGT, .eventbrite.com. I'm going to say it again, Lady Dove YGT, .eventbrite.com. Your ticket purchase actually includes the show and dinner, and the food is
amazing.
And
the food is working. I'm not going to lie, those ladies that serve the food, you will be licking your fingers talking about, yo, I got to get her number. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, the jerk, what I do is the jerk wings or whatever. Oh, my gosh. And I'm a big dude. So, you know, you hear a big dude get excited about food, you know it's legit. So I'm telling you right now, the food is worth it. The whole show is worth it. Man, listen, this is what it's about. Also, let me jump in here. Braven Publishing, the company that my wife and I own, we are releasing our second poetic anthology next week, God willing, and it is called Wordplay, The Foundation of Soul, and it is a book that is going to cover the word soul from many different directions, actually 12 different directions. We asked 13 poets to come up with 12 original pieces dealing with the word soul. The 12 subjects or the 12 chapters of the book, 13 poets come from 10 different states, all in one book. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care if you've never purchased a poetry book. I don't care if you haven't read poetry since you was in high school. Good writing is good writing. Great writing is great writing. And anytime you read something from a talented person, it's going to touch you, whether it's poetry or whatever it is.
please support this. And by supporting this, it allows Tiff and I to continue to give other poets opportunities as we go on to book three of the Wordplay series. And yes, there's another book out there, Wordplay, but what you want to get is the Braven Publishing Wordplay 2, Foundation of the Soul. And if you want to pre-order, it's www.bravenpublishing.com. That's www.bravenpublishing.com. Writing from the heart the way it should be. This is a company that is a faith-based company by Tiff and I, and we do our best to represent the Lord in all that we do, and we make sure it comes through in the products and the effort that we put in. Well, honey, it is almost that time.
It is, but I have one more announcement. Well, actually, I have two.
One more? One more?
Two more. I have two more. Okay.
Two more.
So, you know, my friend Lakeisha Robinson, her father is running for city council in the district.
No politics. No politics. No politics.
I have to.
No politics.
I have to support my friend here in New York. He's running for city council.
No politics.
27. And for those who would like more information about him and would like to support, you can go to www.voteidaneekmiller.com.
All I know is if I don't see a Braven Publishing sticker on his whatever campaign, we're going to talk. No politics.
Let me give the website. So it's www.voteidaneekmiller.com. And go to the website to get more information about Mr. Miller. I actually have known him for many years now because Lakeisha and I grew up, that's our father, together, and he's a really amazing man. So definitely I would like to support him, and I want to give that message. Now, the next message I want to give is, of course, I haven't plugged myself. I haven't plugged myself yet in all this time.
All right, go right ahead.
I am competing in the American Beauty Plus pageant in April. It'll be from April 25th to 28th in Atlanta, Georgia at the Doubletree Hilton. So anyone who is interested in competing with getting women from all over the country, if you would like to compete in the American Beauty Plus pageant, you can contact the National Director, Angela Howell. Go to the website, www.AmericanBeautyPlusPageant.com, and let her know Tiffany sent you and you would like to compete. And also, if you would like to make a contribution and sponsor Tiffany Braxton Belden in the American Beauty Plus Pageant, please reach out at TiffanyBraxtonBelden@yahoo.com. Okay, I'm done.
Let me find out how you should vote yourself in third person. If you want to represent Tiffany Brad like it ain't you, man, listen, keep it real. If y'all want to support my wife, don't be cheap. Tiffany Braxton Belvin at yahoo.com. Sponsor this young lady as she goes down to Atlanta to show them how New York does it. She is representing New York. I am proud of her. I love her to death. She is going down there to make herself proud, to make me proud, hopefully make the Lord proud. This is what it's about. And again, I'm going to say, you waste enough money on stupidness. These are the things that you got to get behind. Now, I'm not a big fan of the political commercial, but okay. It's a friend of my wife, so I'll rock with it. But we gave you options. No, don't say you don't know what to do. Pick one. You don't have to support them all if you can. We it's hard times. We got that. But pick one of these situations and help someone other than yourself. This is what we're about with Braven Publishing. This is what we try to do, and this is what we hope that folks take from it. So before we close, I want to say again to Candace Wilson and Jesse Moore Jr., congratulations on being the Facebook Couple of the Week. May God wrap his arms around your relationship. Thank you for taking the time to joining our page on Making Marriage Cool Again. And we want to give a shout-out to GQ Palace Radio for allowing us to even be here. So, honey, as we close out, I pass it to you. What do you want to say to close out tonight?
Good night, and God bless.
Okay, Russell Simmons. I'm just going to simply say this. There's a lot of things in the world that are negative. But to make things positive, you may have to just be that yourself. Sometimes it requires the individual to be the positive light that many other folks need to see. Stop waiting on someone else to be your Superman. Rip your shirt open and let everyone see the S on your chest, and people will follow you. It's what I try to do. It's what I try to push my wife to do. It's what I try to push my students to be. Be the Superman that someone else needs. Stop waiting for someone to save you. Go out and save somebody else and watch how God empowers you. Have a wonderful weekend. Please tune in next week. We hope that you enjoyed our show. God bless. This is KL Belvin, and this is Reality and Relationships. Good night.
Good night.
Nobody got what we got.
No, no. What I do with my baby.
Yes. Said built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Oh, no, no. Yeah.
We've had some ups and downs. Made a lot of bad mistakes. But we've always had some good times. And through it all, you held me down. Baby. Always hunt it down. Oh yeah.
There were times when I was afraid and wanted you to leave, but you stayed right here by my side. You never let me go. You always stayed around.
That's right.
You stayed around.
And you've been so good to
and
me. I just wanna give you, make love to you.
Love to you.